My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to use the tomorrow test to help you make better decisions. If an option doesn't sound like it would be appealing to you tomorrow, it is probably not going to be appealing for you ever, no matter how far in the future you look. Longtime listeners may have heard me recommend using the tomorrow test for evaluating requests. When you are presented with a one-off social event or a work or volunteer commitment, consider whether you would say yes if you would have to do this thing tomorrow. If you would say yes, go for it. If not, consider whether your future self is going to be upset with you for saying yes on his or her behalf. Now, of course, you may be thinking that you couldn't do it tomorrow because you are busy tomorrow. But your future self is going to be busy too. If you wouldn't rearrange your schedule to say yes tomorrow, don't say yes for the more distant future either. You can use the tomorrow test for longer-term professional projects or personal commitments as well. If you don't have time in your schedule to start a new project within the next week or so, when will you realistically have the time for it? Unless you have a project with a clear end date coming up, you probably don't want to take on a new project unless you have the time and inclination to get started on it right away. The same goes for a new book club or softball team or choir. If you can't make it to the next choir practice, do you really have the time and desire to join the choir at all? Not only does the tomorrow test keep us from making commitments we end up regretting, it can save us from bad purchases too. When you buy a new item of clothing that you love, you usually want to wear it the next day or at least on the next appropriate occasion. You may even invent an occasion to wear it. But if you don't wear something on the next appropriate occasion, it is probably never going to be a favorite. So if you are shopping and contemplating buying a new pair of shoes, ask yourself, will I wear these tomorrow? If the answer is not a resounding yes, they are probably not for you. This is equally true for interesting ingredients at the grocery store. Bacon onion jam or chili crisp may seem fun to try. But if you don't plan to try them tomorrow, save your money in your pantry space for something else. Aspirational ingredients don't make your meals special when they never get enjoyed. If a new book catches your eye, but you wouldn't start reading it tomorrow, don't buy it. Put it on your to-be-read list, and you can remind your future self about the book and let her decide whether she wants to read it. The good news is that in this era of e-books, you will be able to purchase the book immediately, as soon as you decide you do want to read it. So you don't need to add it to the nightstand pile now. The Tomorrow Test acknowledges that we are still going to be the same people in the future. I am not saying people don't change at all, because they sometimes do. But life is not going to be magically less complicated at some later date. You won't magically have more energy. So when you are making any sort of decision, evaluate how enthusiastic you would be tomorrow. That is a much more accurate representation of future you than anything else. If you try the Tomorrow Test, you can let me know how it goes at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's BE4BPOD. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.